U.S. Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia and U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas have sent a joint letter to Cass Sunstein, the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs and the Office of Management and Budget, urging them to reduce burdensome and ineffective regulations impacting farmers. They said, consistent with President Obama's January 18th executive order, the senators included a list of regulations and proposals that they are considering that they should review and unjustifiable cost that could affect the stakeholders in agriculture. In the letter, the senator said they want assurance that the administration will review these actions and swiftly implement corrective action. One is the new permits on pesticides. This is scheduled to go into effect April the 9th. It will require 5.6 million applications of pesticides by 365,000 applicators to have a new permit to apply pesticides. It'll cost $50 million and require 1 million hours per year to implement. Another one is a review of atrazine. EPA plans an announcement that they will review atrazine. Atrazine was favorably reviewed by EPA in 2006 and is scheduled again for review in 2013. And now all of a sudden they want to review it in the drop of a hat because of an article. Another one is a Endangered Species Act, and the list goes on and on. But Chambliss and Roberts are trying to protect farmers and not have undue burdensome regulations impacting them at these critical times. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.